on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for joining us every weekday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Always happy to spend time catching up with folks at 1615.org. If you didn't go to the website, make sure to go check that out. Before I introduce you to our next guest, a reminder, National Day of Prayer is happening in the Civic Plaza this Thursday. So look for details at lovenm.org. They still need volunteers. The event actually gets underway at 4 p.m. There'll be food trucks, bounce houses, some live music, of course. A message will be delivered. The prayer, praying for our local leaders, or our community leaders, our those that are governing us. Then that evening, there's a youth event as well. You'll find all the details again at lovenm.org on the web. In studio with us, Kathy Cunningham's here from the Rio Grande Food Project. It's been a day, Kathy.
It's been a couple months.
I think this is
6 months, maybe.
Maybe the first 2025 opportunity we've had to get caught up. But for those, just in general, you know, the 1 minute elevator spiel. Those not familiar with Rio Grande Food Project, which by the way is rgfp.org, and we'll be kind of navigating the website through our time here, so you may go there while Kathy lets you know more about it.
Oh, so we are the largest food pantry on Albuquerque's west side. We are just south of the I-40 on Coors, across from West Mesa High School. And we distribute food 3 days a week, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 9 to 11 or until supplies last. And when people come to us to pick up food, we also offer whatever additional household maximizing resources we can. So assistance.
And education. Yeah.
And education. Yeah.
Yeah. RGFP.org on the web. Let's start off with the food pantry in detail. What can people expect?
So when people show up, we register them because we receive government food through the federal government. We'll get back to that later.
Yeah.
But so they just walk in, they're greeted. We have partners in the room. That's part of our community hub. That's the house maximizing resources that we offer as well. And we offer a box of non-perishable food items and any meats or dairy that we might have coming through. And then also breads and fresh fruits and vegetables.
Okay. Now, as far as qualifying, I know we've talked about this in the past. Financially, there's really no qualifying.
It's for low income individuals and families, but it's a self declaring.
Okay.
So there is a form on the front page of our website. They can look at the income qualifications, but
I know it probably happens, but I can't think of anyone who's able to provide for themselves that way. That, you know, I can't imagine it's that much. You know, if they're coming, they probably are in need. And we would encourage you to let those who are in need know about this. And again, those hours are Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, but it includes all kinds of stuff. I mean, fresh fruits and vegetables, some of that donated and some of that grown right there on site.
So we work with our local food banks. So Roadrunner Food Bank helps us. They manage the federal contracts. So we get the federal food through Roadrunner, as well as additional food. And food drives are also a big plus for us. So churches, schools, other organizations, companies conduct food drives throughout the year, and that's very helpful. And then, again, with the help of Roadrunner, we do food rescue. So grocery stores and whatnot. If they just have to move product, it's not expired or anything.
Right.
So, and if nobody's there to pick it up, it gets thrown in the garbage.
Right. So we want to get it to someone who can put it to use.
Exactly.
And let me say this to the church. I've had plenty of conversations over the years with people who agree. You know, there's areas where the church has really let the federal government take over some areas that really the church was called to be be the source of relief in these areas. And as much, and it's happening, as much of this resources are waning now from the federal government, it's a good wake-up note to the church to take note. Here is a place you can give that assists in this area to feed the hungry. And you can do that in a couple of different ways. On the website at RGFP.org, the Rio Grande Food Project, RGFP.org. Right at the top, you can click donate and you can give financially, and then they will, you know, be good stewards with the resources given there to, you know, get the best value they can for the dollar spent on picking up the things they need to go buy. People can also on the website donate food in a real easy way on the website. On the top, you'll see various drop-down menus. There's Get Involved. We'll talk about all the other things on that tab. But Give Food, if you click on that and scroll down, there's a in the midst of that verbiage, it's underlined, Food Drive Wish List. And that wish list, it's real simple. There's your shopping list. You can pick up those things. And bring them, and you know, it'd be best don't clean out your pantry because it's probably all dated. Go to the store.
Good point.
Yeah, go to the store and buy the things that are needed on that list.
The cool thing about food drives is that along with the wish list, we typically get healthier food through the food drive because people are picking, you know, whole grain pastas and breads. And
it even says on the list, it says whole grain, low sodium, low fat, low sugar options are optimal.
Yeah, because, you know, New Mexico has a really high diabetes rate. And, you know, we really try to limit, even though through food rescue, sometimes the stores are emptying out their bakery cakes.
Yeah.
So, you know, we don't put that stuff in the boxes. We put the non-perishables and the meat and the dairy, and then people walk out onto the outside dock, and they can pick the foods or the sweets, and then the vegetables, which, you know, kind of leads us into our next our vision to build. We just recently purchased 1.2 acres from the Rio Grande Presbyterian Church, who started the food project 36 years ago. And it's right where we operate, where our gardens sit. And the vision is to build a client choice grocery store where people can pick their own food.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. And again, if you haven't been to the website, take a little bit of time and go to rgfp.org. We're going to come back and talk more about what you'll find on the website. But first, we'll take a quick break and come back after this on ABQ Connect. Hey, I know in our first segment, with Kathy in studio from the Rio Grande Food Project, I mentioned a National Day of Prayer coming up Wednesday in the Civic Plaza. The details about that again are found at lovenm.org. And then another, you know, listen, we haven't announced this on the radio yet, and we'll be doing plenty of it in the coming weeks. But June 28th, now this was announced at Easter Sunrise Service, so a lot of folks are already aware of this, and it's posted on the web. But Freedom Celebration is coming June 28th, and it's going to be at Expo New Mexico this year. Obviously, the message of salvation from Skip Heitzig, but lots of great music. Jeremy Camp's going to be there. Passion featuring Christian Stanfill, Jordan Felice, and Calvary MSC all performing at Freedom Celebration. There'll be the Kids Zone with bounce houses, and there'll be all kinds of fun. The details are going to be released soon at freedomabq.com. So keep watching for that and keep listening here. Free event to celebrate the true freedom we find in Christ. And we always have that land right around our nation's Independence Day. So June 28th will be the date this year. And again, later this week, you should watch for the release of that information at freedomabq.com. The other website you should have written down if you were here for our last segment, rgfp.org. That's for the Rio Grande Food Project. We talked about the need for donations, including food donations. By the way, if you're going to be donating food, the best time to drop it off at the Rio Grande Food Project over off Coors, south of I-40, across from West Mesa High School, is Tuesday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And as we kind of teased in our first segment, Kathy, food bank or food pantry is not all that Rio Grande Food Project does. There's classes available at the Rio Grande Food Project. What kind of classes?
Yes. Well, first, let me make a quick correction.
Okay.
We do have food distribution on Saturdays, but it's over by noon, so I wouldn't want anybody to come Saturday afternoon.
Okay, so Tuesday through Friday is the best
Tuesday
time.
Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 2 would be a good time.
8 to 2.
Or you could just call us. The number is on our website.
Okay, which is rgfp.org.
It is. So we believe that if people are going to spend their last few dollars in gas to come to us for food assistance, that we're going to help them with other household budget maximizing resources, connect them with partners. So we work with the P&M Good Neighbor Fund. So we help people with their electric bills. We help people with their water bill with the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority. And we invite other partners like the City of Albuquerque. They have a free pre-K program. And we also do classes. So we we're working with US Eagle Federal Credit Union, and we do financial literacy. And then once a month, we'll have financial wellness coaches on site to talk to people. And they're really great. You know, they really get people out of emergency mode and thinking more about saving and long term.
Yeah. You know, when you're in the midst of it, it's hard to start practicing.
It really is.
Good things that'll help you in the long run.
Yeah, you're just in emergency mode.
So. Right. And when you have encouragement like that from those leading the classes, you can really see how some of the things you learn there really will assist you in not finding yourself in the same situation, God willing, at a later date. So
we also do nutrition and cooking classes as well.
Oh, nice.
So people can learn how to cook what they get in the food box.
Yeah.
And
I've been doing a lot of, like this last, and especially over the winter, I did a lot of crock pot stuff, which would be perfect.
Delicious.
Just protein and veggies.
Exactly. Stick it in a pot and see you in a couple hours.
That's right. Now, volunteers you are in need of.
We are always looking for volunteers because we do have a dedicated volunteers, but, you know, they get sick. They go on vacation. And it would be great to have backup. But we always need volunteers, especially for carry out in the food pantry.
Yeah.
Because sometimes there's a lot of product that we're delivering. So we use shopping carts, and then you can help people to their cars.
All the details about volunteering, donating, pickup, all that we've covered, you'll find at the website, rgfp.org. You can hear we're up against time. Kathy, thanks again for all you guys do at Rio Grande Food Project and coming in to update us. Don't forget, October, you got the walk coming up, so we'll let people know about that too.
Yes, October 25th, Hike to End Hunger.
All right. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.